There's an old adage in the world of parenting advice. Kids spell love as T-I-M-E. Kids don't need things nearly as much as they need a parent's attention and availability. It's a classic mistake that we all make too often. We give them stuff we've bought instead of the thing they need most from us, our interest and investment in them.
Or we do things for them instead of with them. Like we lock them out of the garage while we assemble a new bicycle or shoo them out of the kitchen while we bake a masterpiece for their birthday. We tell ourselves that these activities show how much we love them, but truth is, nothing counts as much as simple time spent with them.
What's true in parenting is also true in marriage. Our relationships thrive when we give them our time and attention. When we reflect over our more than 30 years together, the periods which stand out as our highlights are also the periods when we were spending the most time together.
For example, our relationship flourished in our first 6 months of dating, despite living in different cities, because we spent so much time writing love letters, working casual jobs to pay for phone calls, and planning for the briefest moments when we were together. Yes, these were the long old days before emails, long-distance phone calls were metered, and thus brief.
Another highlight was a decade ago when we took a 3-month sabbatical and lived in a village in Italy. Without the demands of work or the distractions of extended family and social networks, we had heaps of time together. Although we were visiting museums and doing things with the kids, we were doing it together and our relationship naturally flourished.
Conversely, the darkest times in our marriage are associated with our relationship being time starved. Like when we had big projects happening at work or my client load took me out of town frequently. In these periods, our relationship stagnated and we grew distant from each other. We became critical and nitpicky and wholly less pleasant to be with.
In our busy world, stressors like this are an unavoidable reality for most of us. And though we know our relationship should take priority, there always seems to be something more urgent that needs our attention.
The reality is it really just comes down to our priorities. If something is important to us, we make time for it, and we can do the same with our relationships.
To learn more about healthier ways to relate, find us at smartloving.org.